Lovely, lovely. Look, Lou, come here, and John, let's just talk. Everybody gather around, let's have a little chat. Listen, I don't know anything about this play at all. I never even heard of it until last week. What's the general idea? What's the background of this thing, anyway?
What, that plow play?
Yeah. Do you remember it given when you were...
No, I don't remember it given, but I collected it for about, say, 20 years nearly. You see, bits from farmers.
Oh, I see.
Farmhands, you see. I was a blacksmith. Uh-huh. And as they came into the shop, I used to pick bits up from them, you see, and knock them down until I got quite a good lot together. And then we began to put it on, you see. It really dates back, you see, in origin to the fertility rites of prehistoric times.
How long ago was it given around this part?
1898 was the last time it was given in Barrow, before the Festival of Britain in 1951. We put it on as a revival.
I see. And you all have just learned it from Martin.
Yes. Our father
bits
used
from
to.
Our fathers
used to.
You have a kind of an idea of it from hearing when you were a children.
Oh, they heard everybody in Lincolnshire.
My father performed.
My father did when he was a young man.
They all knew of it. Luke was in it.
Oh, you were
in one village.
About the time he was married, it was about 1898, is that it?
When I was so in my wild, Lou was.
Well, Lou, did it go just about this same way that was given today?
Yes.
When you were in it?
Yes, sir.
Pretty much the same characters and same lines, or was it different than the one that you were in?
It was similar to this one.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Did it have the same songs or other different songs?
Well, we had the same.
And what was the date that the play was usually given on?
Christmas times.
Christmas.
Really, Christmas Day, Plough Monday, 6th of January.
The 6th of January.
The 6th of January.
Was there any special reason for giving it at that time? Or did they have any sort of belief about why it was given?
It's the first Monday after the 12th night.
You see, in the fertility rites, you see, they performed all these customs. Blessing the plough and all such like, when they brought the ploughs out in January.
I see, well, they actually brought the ploughs out.
Well, we bring the plough out when we're outside, you see. We take the plough with us. Originally.
And, Lou, what was the belief about it when you were a young rooster roving around here? Did they?
Well, you see, we used to go to the houses, you see, and the clown used to knock at the door and he used to ask if they was willing to have the plough jags in. And if they said yes, well, in went the clown and he told them he'd stither them. And then we all was outside listening and we all went in return, you see. But if they didn't happen to give us anything, well, we put the plough under the scraper and threw the scraper up.
What did that mean?
The last
step. Plough step. The doorstep.
Oh, so you turned the doorstep.
Oh, yes, with
the
plough.
The way you scraped your feet on the door, you know.
And there were some that were so mean they didn't give you anything.
Oh, yeah.
So you played them up then?
Yeah.
Just took them.
Oh, they was very good.
Uh-huh. They were plough afore across a lawn.
And they'd give you money or drinks? Oh. Or
yes, both.
I see.
Beer and mince pies and money. Bless you with a grand time.
And by the end of the evening, you all were pretty well fixed up.
Yes, we were blown up like Harvey's frog.
Well, was there any belief that this was going to actually help make the year successful, or in the farm work, or? Did
well,
you
I can't.
Old folks
I can't
talk about
say
that
it
at all, or
I
was it
know
just for fun?
Just for beer money, mostly.
As far as I know,
it was for good luck. They blessed the plough for the year, and then they went out to plough, and of course that did.
Well, have you heard yourself that they said it was for good luck?
My father used to say when they blessed the plough, and then they started ploughing a day or two later. That was for the spring ploughing, and it brought good luck and good fortune, supposed to do. I don't suppose it always
and
did.
And plenty of beer for those that went round with the plough.
That's right.
And as much as they could eat in the bargain.
was your family in the plough play?
Not that I can remember. No, I can't remember. No doubt there would be.
You have a real knack at it.
I don't know. He may have been, but that I can't say.
And what all you gentlemen do? For you mostly work on the farms, or are you? What do you do?
We're on farms. Uh-huh. Some of them are tractoring.
Tractor driving and all sorts.
Dr. Gaffman.
I'm a Gaffman.
What's that?
Well, I feed the beast.
Yes. You're a cattle raiser, really.
Cattle, uh-huh. Yes.
And what's your job?
A farm worker.
Uh-huh. And
Yes, I'm a farm worker as well.
And what?
Chemical worker.
Farm worker.
Joiner.
Well, I think I'm the mug of the farm.